the next patient is Mr. Timothy McGahee. The last name is McGahee.
Timothy.
This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old African-American male who is coming to the practice to be evaluated from the nephrology point of view, period. The patient knows that he has been a patient with chronic kidney disease for a long period of time. We have evidence in the referral that ever since 2021, there was evidence of a CKD stage 4. As a matter of fact, in June 18 of 2021, a renal ultrasound was done in which the right kidney measured 8.6, the left kidney 7.6 centimeters. And there were changes compatible with chronic kidney disease at that time. The laboratory workup was also showing a serum creatinine that has been between 2.4 and 2.6 milligrams per cent, a BUN between 25 and 30, and an estimated EFR in between 27 and 30. There is no evidence of anemia. In the year 21, the patient had a pulmonary embolism and he has been taking anticoagulation. And the albumin creatinine ratio is normal. I don't have a protein creatinine ratio. So the etiology of this chronic kidney disease is unknown. The patient hasn't had a kidney biopsy. Now we have comorbidities that include the presence of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity. That could be explanation for nephrosclerosis. Following number, the patient has a history of pulmonary embolism on Eliquis BID. Following number, the patient has a body weight that is consistent with obesity. Following numbers, secondary hyperparathyroidism with a parathyroid hormone level of 121. We don't have a phosphorus determination. Following numbers, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. Following number, a history of arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia. That has been with a cholesterol of 123, and this was in December 5th, 2023. Cholesterol 123, HDL 37, HDL 37, LDL 1, LDL 72, triglycerides 48. following number, even though the referral says that the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, has not never been documented. Following number, BPH, taking tamsulosin. Following number, the patient has a remote history of atrial fibrillation. I have to mention that since the chronic kidney disease is a risk factor by itself for a coronary artery disease, the patient just had an evaluation by a cardiologist, including a stress test that was reported negative. The patient continues to have dizziness. A paragraph. We invested at least 20 minutes discussing the treatment that in this case is imperative for this for the patient to be in a plant-based diet. The details of the plant-based were explained to the patient and literature was given in order for him to follow. The sodium has to be low, and there was a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours. I am going to reevaluate this case in about 10 weeks, and the patient seems to be motivated to follow the plan of treatment. I spent in reviewing the referral 25 minutes, in the face-to-face 40 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.